我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你，因为你是我们的牧者。
Our Lord and our God, we thank you and we praise you because you indeed are our shepherd.
因为你是我们的牧者，我们得着供应，我们在人生的道路也有了方向。
And because you are our shepherd, we are well provided for and we have a direction in this path of life.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你是我们的好牧人。
Lord Jesus, we thank you because you are our good shepherd.
你为好牧人喂养舍命。
And as good shepherd, you lay down your life for us.
但愿今天早上你舍命的恩典。
This morning, may your selfless giving love.
但愿你复活的大能。
And may your resurrection power.
成为我们敬拜你的根基。
Become the foundation for our worship of you.
让我们存着感恩的心来到你施恩宝座的面前向你下拜。
That we may bow before your throne of grace with a heart of gratitude.
但愿你的心在我们中间得到心满意足。
That your heart may be touched by a worship of thee.
因着你的心得到心满意足，我们来到你面前每一个人也里头得到真正的满足。
And because your heart may be touched, our hearts will also be blessed in this time of worship.
在你与我们同在的时候，求你向我们施恩，向我们说话。
And as you are present even with us right now, we ask that you would speak to us.
让我们听到你那微小的声音。
That we may be able to hear that still small voice.
也给我们有一个顺服的心。
That we may also have a heart of obedience.
能够顺从你向我们所发出来的挑战。
That we may obey and follow the challenge that you have laid down for us.
把以下的时间恭敬交在恩主你自己的手中。
And for that reason, we commit the following time into your hands.
让我们来到你的面前，只见耶稣，不见一人。
And as we come before you, may we see you and you alone.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
For we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
虽然上个礼拜在宣道年会的时候，曾经向部分的弟兄姊妹简单的报告李师母和我这一个月在香港、台湾之行。
Even though I took the opportunity last week during the missions conference to report part of what Mrs. Lee and I did in Taiwan for the past month,
今天早上我还要再一次公开的谢谢弟兄姊妹在这一个月的时间里面为我们的祷告。
I'd still like to take this opportunity to thank all of you, brothers and sisters, for the prayers, support that you've offered me during this past month.
再一次印证孙维新弟兄在前几个月所做的见证。
And this may once again affirm what Brother Song, Windsor Song has given a testimony about.
我们在台湾、香港服事，能够很强烈地感觉到弟兄姊妹祷告的支持。
That while we were serving the Lord in Taiwan and in Hong Kong, we could very strongly felt your prayer support.
有很多的事情实在是只能意会无法言传的。
There are a lot of things that can only be caught and not be taught.
在我们这一个月的侍奉里面，真是感觉到弟兄姊妹祷告的支持。
And during this month, we indeed felt very strongly the prayer support behind us.
除了这个以外，我们感谢主。
And beyond this, we also want to thank the Lord.
因为让我们这次有机会出去，能够看见许多前线打仗弟兄姊妹的见证。
For giving us a view of the frontier of people fighting for the Lord in the front lines.
我常常说，一个神的仆人应该常常有机会出去看看神在各地的工作。
I often said that it's good for a Lord's servant to be able to go out frequently to observe what other people are doing for him.
一方面能够让这些神的仆人他的眼界更广一点。
On the one hand, this would broaden the view of God's servants.
心胸更宽大一点。
That our hearts may be more wide.
今天在神的家里面缺少这样的见证。
Today in God's family, we often lack this kind of testimony.
我们实在求主怜悯，把他那更广大的心放在我们的里面。
We ask that the Lord would have mercy upon us and give us this broadened heart.
这次我们在香港去参观了严长老他们每一个主日去参加的这个教会，水上教会。
While in Hong Kong, we had the opportunity to visit the boat people, with whom Dr. and Mrs. Yan were ministering.
当我们跟这一百多个弟兄姊妹在聚会的时候
，And while we were worshiping with these 100+ brothers and sisters,
他们开始聚会的时候，同心每一位会友都在唱《主在圣殿中》这个我们很熟悉的诗歌。
And when the worship begins, all of them would sing together, "The Lord is in His holy temple," what is very familiar to us already.
我的眼泪忍不住就流下。
And at that time, I could not hold back my tears.
很不好意思，我斜眼看师母，她也在那里流泪。
And when I turned around to see Mrs. Lee, Tears also were streaming down her face.
我们两个同样在主面前的一个很深的冲击和感觉。
And a very deep thought that and feeling that was in our heart was.
不只是在这样一个美丽的礼堂，主在我们的中间。
Not only is the Lord present in a sanctuary as beautiful as this one.
在一个原谅我这样说比较破旧、比较简陋的一个水上的教会，感谢赞美主，主也在他们的中间。
But even in a place that is.Pardon me for saying, dilapidated and not very well kept out place in a boat, God is also present there.
所以当我们这样出去的时候，我们学习到许许多多一些新的一个属灵的功课。
And so while we're out there, we learn many a new spiritual lesson.
在侍奉上，我们多少会遇到一些压力和难处。
And while we try to serve the Lord, we would encounter certain trials and pressures in our
lives. 难免看到一些撒旦的攻击。
Inevitably, we would see some of Satan's attacks.
有的时候我们觉得很孤单。
Sometimes we would feel very lonely.
我们觉得全世界我的十字架是最重的。
We would feel that of the whole world, my cross is the heaviest.
当你出去看见这些弟兄姊妹也同样受到不同的打击和困扰的时候。
But when you're out there seeing that other brothers and sisters are also facing heavy trials and attacks.
弟兄姊妹，我们心里面马上就不觉得孤单。
Brothers and sisters, immediately our heart did not feel so lonely.
许多天路客都是一起背着十字架往前走。
Many other pilgrims bear the same cross.
所以有机会我鼓励弟兄姊妹多跟一些其他教会的弟兄姊妹交通和来往。
So if you have a chance, I would encourage you,to have more fellowship with other brothers and sisters from other churches.
一方面让我们不觉得孤单。
On the one hand, we would then not feel so lonely.
我们需要跟他们交通，因为我们从跟他们的交通里面，使我们不至于在那样有傲气，不在那样的骄傲。
Also, through fellowshipping with them, and we need this fellowship, we will not be so prideful about what we do have.
我们发现神在我们中间许多我们引以为傲的神的恩典和作为，在其他神的儿女的中间也有这样的见证。
We'll come to realize that those things that we take pride of, for which we boast in, other people also have.
所以感谢主，在一个月的时间里面，在空间在不同的教会，我们看见许许多多神的作为，我们心里面很得帮助。
So we praise the Lord that during the past month, we're able to observe God's mighty works among His other people.
如果弟兄姊妹有机会出去旅行或者度假
，If you have a chance to go out for a vacation.
不要忘记有机会跟各地的圣徒一同敬拜，一同侍奉主。
Don't miss the opportunity of worshiping with other believers.
除了从空间的角度来看神的作为。
And besides seeing God's work from a spatial point of view,
我们在过去的几个月一直从时间的角度也同样看主的心意。
But also in the past months, we've been able to see God's work from a temporal or time point of view.
我们从启示录第一章看到今天第二章第二段圣经，我们看见复活的主耶稣今天仍然在地上做工，仍然在地上说话。
And all the way from Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 until chapter 2 now, we've been able to see the resurrected Christ who was resurrected 2,000 years ago still at work today.
虽然我们的主今天在荣耀的里面，他仍旧关心今天地上教会的见证。
Even though our Lord is in His glory now, but still He is nevertheless concerned about His church on the earth today.
在启示录里面，我们一而再再而三看见他在教会的中间寻找一些得胜的人。
And we see from Revelation chapter 2 that God is even now looking amongst His church for those who are victorious.
几个礼拜以前，我在这里曾经跟弟兄姊妹分享我心里面的负担。神不只是在我们的中间寻找得救的人。
And several weeks ago, I had shared this burden of my heart with us brothers and sisters that God is not only looking for those of us who are merely saved in the church.
主也在我们中间寻找一些得胜人。
But God is looking from amongst us for those who are truly victorious.
换句话说，主不以我们仅仅得救为满足。
In other words, God is not satisfied when we are merely saved.
他借着约翰向当时小亚细亚的教会七间教会写的书信里面，一而再提到得胜者的一个呼喊。
But through his faithful apostle John, his message consistently to the seven churches in Asia Minor is.Be victorious.
刚才刘弟兄带我们读了这个启示录第二章第八节到第十一节。
Just then we were led to read Revelation chapter 2 verses 8 through 11 by our brother Ching Lao.
士美拿教会代表在教会历史里面看主后一百年到三百年那两百年之间的教会。
And the church of Smyrna could represent the church that it spans 100 to 300 AD.
这200年主的教会有什么特点呢？
And what were the distinctive characteristics of the churches during that time?
被当时的政府被当时的政权所逼迫残害的一个教会。
And that distinctive characteristic is that they have been severely persecuted by the authorities at that time.
士美拿是什么意思？这个名字？
What does the word Smyrna in fact stands for?
士美拿这个意思就是末药的意思。
Okay, Smyrna is stands for myrrh.
是讲到一种当时犹太人习惯在死人的身上涂抹的一种香料。
And this is an ointment that the Jews are very keen of putting on the dead.
所以士美拿很明显的跟死有直接连带的关系。
So Smyrna has a very evident and intimate relationship with death.
这个死也跟圣徒所受的苦有直接的关系。
And this death has a very direct relationship with the suffering that we Christians go through.
200年的时间里面，罗马帝国给当时的教会带来极大的迫害。
During these two centuries, the Roman Empire had a lot of persecutions against Christians.
但是感谢主，我们去看当时的教会历史。
But praise the Lord that as we see the pages of church history,
2000年的教会历史，那200年教会的增长可以说是最快的一段时间。
That of 2000 years of church history, those 200 were the years of most rapid expansion.
短短的200年，罗马帝国有 25% 的百姓成了基督徒。
That within those two short centuries, over 25% of the population of the entire Roman Empire became Christians.
我们不能不说教会受的苦和教会的增长有直接的关联。
That leads us inevitably to conclude that the suffering that the church underwent and the growth they also underwent have a direct relationship with each other.
我不敢说相对的话也是对。
We cannot say that those things that have a direct relationship must be right.
换句话说，今天一个很舒服的一个教会，是不是就成为一个增长的拦阻呢？这句话我不敢说。
I may not be able to say conclusively whether a church that is comfortable must also be a church that fails to grow.
但是从教会历史里面，从基督徒的经验里面，我们看见教会的增长、信徒的长进，跟他所受的苦有直接而密切的关系。
But the very fact is that the churches have grown in the past because of their suffering.
圣经告诉我们说，在日光之下没有新事。
And the Bible tells us there's nothing new under the sun.
发生在主后100到300年的事情，同样今天发生在我们这个时代。
What has happened in the 100 to 300 AD also happens throughout the centuries.
过去30年来，我们看见中国大陆被无神论的统治。
And for the past 30 years or so, we've seen mainland China being ruled by atheism.
我们说大陆的教会几乎没有传福音的自由。
And in the Church of China, there's almost no liberty at all to preach the good news.
虽然在他们国家的宪法上说，人民有信仰的自由。
Even though this kind of religious freedom is safeguarded by the Constitution.
这不是从字面上来看的，乃是从解释上来看，到底这句话是什么意思。
But this cannot be interpreted only literally.
什么叫做信仰的自由呢？
What does it mean to say religious freedom?
你要尊重别的人有信仰的自由。
You must respect the religious freedom of others.
所以你不可以把你的信仰去传给他。
And therefore, you must not try to preach what you believe to others.
因为他有信仰的自由。
Because he has religious freedom.
所以你不能够自由地传你的信仰。
Because for that reason, you cannot preach what you believe in liberally.
这是他们执政掌权的人解释这句话公开的一个事实。
This is the interpretation they offer to this text of religious
freedom. 我希望我讲这句话不带着任何的成见。
I hope that what I say now does not carry any prejudice.
30年来，在这样一种情况之下做基督徒，不是我们今天在座大部分的基督徒所能够体会的。
And the kind of conditions of being a Christian in China is perhaps not something that we can even begin to grasp.
感谢赞美主。
But praise and thanks be to God.
30年下来，在没有自由信仰的一个环境之下。
But over the past 30 years, in this climate of lack of religious freedom.
今天中国大陆有多少基督徒呢？
How many Christians do we find in China today?
我们得到一些可靠的一些报道，今天在中国大陆有3000到5000万的基督徒。
And according to some very reliable statistics, China today has no less than 30 to 50 million Christians.
如果今天中国大陆有5000万的基督徒，在10亿的人口里面，它已经占了全体人口的5%。
And if that is indeed true, that China has about 50 million believers, then that would be 5% of their entire population.
台湾30年来在自由传道的这个情形之下, 我们看见教会也在发展。
And we see that the church in Taiwan also underwent growth during a time of free preaching.
但是30年来今天在台湾基督徒的比例占全人口多少呢?
But what is the proportion of Christians today among the entire population of Taiwanese?
他们说把所有的宗派，把天主教也包含在里面，也不过将近5%的这样的一个比例。
And they say that inclusive of all the Christian denominations, including Catholics, there's a little bit under 5%.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见受苦的教会，受苦的圣徒，是一个成熟长大的教会，成熟长大的信徒。
So we see that those who undergo persecution are also the churches that mature and grow.
主耶稣在这里要约翰写一封信给士美拿受苦的教会。
And Jesus here wants the Apostle John to write a letter to the suffering church in Smyrna.
以我们教会来讲，似乎这一个信跟我们没有直接的关系。
And for us sitting here, it may seem as though the letter has no direct bearing on our everyday lives.
但是可能在我们中间有多少的弟兄姊妹，在程度上也许不一样，但是多多少少曾经为了信仰的缘故，我们受了一些为信仰而有的苦。
But maybe it's only a matter of degree, but I dare say that each of us has probably suffered in some way for being a Christian.
因为我们都说今天我们活在一个苦海的里面。
Because today we say we're living in a sea of grief.
也许我们没有到为信仰受苦的地步。
Perhaps we have not gone to the stage of suffering literally for our faith.
但是今天在我们的家庭生活里面，今天在美国竞争那么高度的这样的一个环境里面，多多少少我们也经历什么叫做受苦。
But in this very highly competitive society and in our everyday family lives, perhaps we've also experienced what does it mean to suffer. And now we'd like to turn to what the kind of encouragement our Lord gives to those Christians who are suffering. The Lord writes this letter to the churches in Smyrna. And there's there are two distinctive aspects to this letter.
第一个，这封信最短。
First is, this letter is the shortest one.
七封信里面，这封信最简单最短。
And of all seven letters, this is by far the briefest.
弟兄姊妹，神的话语，神的安慰，不在乎长，不在乎短。
Brothers and sisters, God's encouragement and comfort to us does not depend on its length.
在乎它的内容。
But rather it depends upon its content.
我在准备的时候，这句话提醒我。
And while I was preparing it, this encouraged me.
我说礼拜天早上的讲道也是一样，不在乎长和短，而在乎内容。
And it's a challenge to me that the sermon does not depend on whether it's how long it is, but on how much content.
第二，这封信的特点是什么？
And what is the second distinctive characteristic?
这封信是在这七封书信里面没有责备话语的一封书信。
And of the seven letters, this is the only one that does not.
Not the only one.
One of the ones that contain no word of admonishment.
另外一封信是腓拉铁腓，等我们查到那里的时候，我们再看。
And the other one is the one that in Thyatira.
Philadelphia.
Oh, I mean Philadelphia.
请我们还是翻回到启示录第二章。
Let us turn back to Revelation chapter 2.
为了刚才说的那句话，讲道不在乎长短。
And because I've already said that the sermon does not depend upon its length.
并没有保证说一定要讲得短。I
did not thereby guarantee that this would be a very short sermon.
我既然这样讲了，我想应该不要讲得太长。But
even so, I will try to keep the length under control.
今天讲不完，我们留下一回再讲。Whatever
I cannot finish today will be continued.
每一封书信，主耶稣都先有一个自我的介绍。And
to preface every letter is an introduction of the Lord about himself.
主对士美拿教会写这封信的时候，他是怎么样自我介绍呢？
And what is our Lord's autobiographical statement about himself to the letter to Smyrna?
弟兄姊妹，我们必须接受一个事实。Brothers
and sisters, we need to accept one fact.
我们所信的主，我们所传扬的主，实在太丰富。That
the Lord that we believe in and in whom we preach is too bountiful.
太荣耀，太浩瀚。
too glorious and too wide.
我们穷一生之年没有办法经历到这位丰富的主的
百分之一或者千分之一。
And even if we spend our whole lifetimes, we will not be able to experience even 1% of who God is.
我们知道有四本福音书。
We know that there are four Gospels.
马太、马可、路加、约翰从四个角度来描写他们所宣扬的耶稣基督。
From four different angles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John try to give us a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话说，他们从不同的负担来宣扬他们所信的主。
That from different burden, from different points of view, they want to preach Christ.
或者说，圣灵从不同的角度让他们把耶稣基督彰显在当时的人的当中。
And in other words, the Holy Spirit uses four different ways to magnify Christ before people.
这四方面的介绍很重要。
And these four introductions are very important.
如果我们知道这四个重点，我们就更能够欣赏这四本福音书。
And if we were to able to grasp the emphasis of each of these four books, then we'll really see the significance.
举个例子来说，
give you one example.
如果有人问你，
if somebody asks you,
四本福音书哪本福音书讲到耶稣的家谱？
Of all the four gospels, which one speaks of the genealogy of Christ?
举个例子说，人家问你说四本福音书哪本福音书讲到耶稣基督的升天？
And of the four gospels, which one speaks of the ascension of Jesus Christ?
你说我做基督徒做了那么久。
He say, I've been a Christian for a long time.
哦，我还要查查看。
Let me leaf through the gospel.
到底是马太讲家谱呢，还是马太讲升天呢？
Is it Matthew who speaks of the genealogy or the ascension?
这个跟四个人看从不同的角度看主耶稣有关系。
And this a lot depends on how they look at Jesus Christ.
马太从耶稣是君王的角度来介绍耶稣基督。
Matthew looks at Jesus Christ from a viewpoint of a king.
马可从仆人的角度来介绍耶稣基督。
Mark looks at Jesus Christ as the servant.
路加从耶稣是人的角度来描写耶稣基督。
Luke approaches us with the humanity of Jesus Christ.
约翰从耶稣是上帝的角度来描写耶稣基督。
While John emphasizes the divinity of Jesus the Christ, Son of God.
你记得这四样事情。
And if you remember these four things.
马太讲耶稣是君王。
Matthew speaks of Christ as king.
马可讲耶稣是仆人。
Mark speaks of Jesus as the servant.
路加描写耶稣是人。
Luke, the humanity of Christ.
约翰描写耶稣是上帝。
And John, the divinity of the Son of God.
当我们记得这四方面的时候，
And when we remember these four aspects,
我们马上知道马太和路加讲到耶稣的家谱。
And we immediately realized that Matthew and Luke would have the genealogy.
马可和约翰没有提到耶稣的家谱。
While Mark and John omit that completely.
为什么呢？
Why is that the case?
你请一个仆人，你从来不看他祖宗八代、三代，不管多少代。
If you want to hire a servant, you do not need to reveal all his ancestries.
仆人不讲家谱的。
A servant has no bearing on.
但是你如果是君王，你要知道这个人的来源是怎么样，是从亚伯拉罕来的，还是从大卫来的。
But on the other hand, if you are talking about a king.Then you need to know whether it's coming from Abraham or from David.
神是没有家谱的。
God has no genealogy.
如果家谱就是三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子，他的家谱只有一级，上帝和耶稣。
And in the Gospel of John, there's only one first that speaks of the genealogy, John 3:16.
路加讲耶稣是人。
Luke speaks of Jesus as a human being.
所以有家谱。
And so there is a genealogy.
马太的家谱和路加的家谱不一样。
And Matthew and Luke's genealogy are different.
马太是讲君王。
Matthew speaks of a king.
推到亚伯拉罕就没有了。
And so it stops with Abraham.
路加讲到耶稣是人的这一个角度。
Luke speaks of Jesus as a human being.
所以路加的家谱一直推到亚当。
So Luke's genealogy traces all the way to Adam.
马太是讲耶稣是君王。
Matthew speaks of Jesus as king.
这君王今天还在地上做王。
And this king reigneth even now on earth.
所以马太没有讲到耶稣升天。
So Matthew does not speak of Jesus ascending to heaven.
马可是讲耶稣是仆人。
And Mark speaks of Jesus as the servant.
自卑的必升为高。
And he who is made low must be exalted.
所以马可福音里面特别强调提到耶稣基督升天的记载。
And so Mark goes out of his way to speak of the ascension of Jesus Christ.
路加是讲到道成肉身的人。
Luke speaks of the incarnate Jesus.
这个人要升到天上，回到父那里去。
But this man must go back to God.
所以路加讲到耶稣的升天。
So it's natural for Luke to speak of the ascension.
约翰描写耶稣是上帝。
But John speaks of Jesus as God.
神是无所不在。
And God is everywhere.
不在乎升天降下。
Does not matter where he comes or where he goes.
所以我们在这里看见，从不同的角度来认识耶稣，带出不同的联想，不同的信仰。
So we see that if we look at Jesus Christ from different angles, we can learn about different things.
主耶稣对这个受苦的士每拿的教诲。
And Jesus, when he speaks to the suffering church in Smyrna,
他向他们的显现，向他们的介绍，跟其他的书信不一样。
It's natural for us to expect that his introduction of himself would be somewhat different.
你要写信给施米纳教会的使者说，那首先的，那幕后的，死了以后又活的，他要说话。
To the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, These are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again.
弟兄姊妹，在这里主耶稣的自称，主耶稣的自我介绍和受苦的圣徒和教会有直接而密切的关系。
Here we see that the self-address of our Lord Jesus Christ and the suffering church of Smyrna has a very direct relationship.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在这里首先提到说，他是那首先的，是幕后的。
And brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus says, I'm the first and the last.
他是那位创始成终的主。
He's the one who creates and fulfills.
开始在他的手中。
Everything begins with him.
终结也在他的手中。
And likewise, everything concludes with him.
但有一样东西，他却让在魔鬼的手中。
But there's one thing, though, he left in the hands of Satan.
什么东西放在魔鬼的手中呢？
What is this thing that he has left in the hands of Satan?
把过程允许放在魔鬼撒旦的手中。
He's allowed the whole process, though, to be in the hands of the evil one.
弟兄姊妹，让我们记得他是那个创始和成终者。
Brothers and sisters, let us not forget that he is the first and the last.
但是在那个过程的当中，我们可能受到一些魔鬼撒旦的搅扰。
But during the process, however, we may be disturbed by Satan.
圣经告诉我们说，我们在地上好像过一个征战的生活一样。
And brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that we may be living a warlike existence on this earth.
什么叫征战的生活呢？
What does it mean to live a wartime existence?
我们常常跟我们的仇敌发生短兵相接的一些小的战役。
That oftentimes we have skirmishes with our opponents.
很多时候在这些战役的里面，我们被打得一败涂地。
And oftentimes in these many battles, we've been totally wiped out.
弟兄姊妹，我们都有失败的经验。
Brothers and sisters, all of us have experienced failure.
我们都有软弱的记录。
And all of us have track records.
我们都有曾经在跟魔鬼短兵相接的时候，被打得一败涂地的悲惨的经验。
And all of us have had experiences of being totally clobbered by the enemy.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要记得一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, let us not forget one thing.
个别的战役，也许我们会失败。
While we may lose out in the individual battles.
但是我们的主是那位创始成终者。
But our God is the one who creates and concludes.
最后的胜利是在他的手中。
The final victory is in his hands.
六月六日断肠时。
June 6th,
D-Day.
June 6th is the D-Day.
我们知道在那一天有多少的人断肠。
We know that on that day, how many people's hearts were broken.
当这个联军登陆诺曼底的时候。
And when the United Army landed on Normandy.
这是多大的一个悲惨的一件事情。
It was a great tragedy.
多少人在那个时候跟他们的亲人永远失去见面的机会。
We don't know how many people lost permanent contact with the family.
我们不知道那一次的战役伤亡有多少。
We don't know how many people, how many casualties were incurred on that day.
那么多人的伤亡，难道证明联军失败了吗？
Do all these casualties go to prove that the United Army had failed?
弟兄姊妹，你一次的失败，你不要灰心，认为你永远失败。
Brothers and sisters, just because you may fail once does not mean that you forever fail.
弟兄姊妹，你在过程的当中，你不要用结论的角度来看你所经历的事情。
And while you're going through process, do not see that as the end result.
在圣经里面有许多类似这样的经文。
And in the Bible, there are many similar examples.
刚才我们诗班所唱。
Just then our choir was singing.
诗篇二十三篇第四节怎么说呢？
What does the Psalm 23 verse 4 say?
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
And even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death,I will fear no evil.
弟兄姊妹，我非常喜欢大卫所用的字眼。
Brothers and sisters, I like David's word here very much.
他说我行过死荫的幽谷。
He says I pass through.
这是一个过程。
This is a process.
在福音的幽谷连停顿都没有，不过是神把我从那里带过去。
That there's not even a point of stopping at the valley of the shadow.
我只是在诗篇二十三篇这样讲。
Not only is this theme mentioned in Psalm 23.
在诗篇六十六篇十二节怎么说呢
？What does it say in Psalm 66?
他说：“我们经过水和火。”
That while we pass through fire and water.
你神确实我们到了丰富之地。
But you brought us, you being God, brought us to a place of abundance.
诗篇八十四篇第六节。
Psalm 84, verse 6.
他们经过了流泪谷。
As they pass through the valley of Baca,
神叫他把这个谷成为泉源之地。
To make it a place of springs.
弟兄姊妹，秘诀在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, where is the secret?
让我们受苦的圣徒仰望看见这位主是那位创始成终的主。
May we see while we are suffering that our God is the one who is the first and the last.
秘诀在哪里呢？
What is the secret?
再忍耐一片刻。再忍耐片刻。
Be patient for one more moment.
再等候一段的时间。
To wait for one more period of time.
整个景致，整个环境要有180度的不同。
And then all your circumstances will undergo a 180-degree change.
求主帮助我们不要在过程的当中失去信心。
May the Lord help us so that we will not lose faith while in the process of struggle.
求主帮助我们在最后一集还没有上演的时候，不要随便向魔鬼缴械。
And may we be strengthened so that before the army landed, that we would lose faith completely.
我们看电视。
And when we watch television,
很喜欢看连续剧。
We very much like the series.
有的时候我们也很讨厌连续剧。
But sometimes we detest these series.
因为连续剧可以让你一直看，每一个礼拜看，每一天看。
Because these things, once you get hooked, you watch it every day or every week.
但是呢，也很惨，到最高潮的时候，它突然不演了，请听下回分解。
And the thing that really bugs us is that as it gets to the climax, it says, please tune in tomorrow or next week.
我们的信仰就是这样。
And so is our faith.
我们属灵的经历也常常是如此。
Our spiritual pilgrimage is oftentimes like that also.
不要在你今天突然兴致来的时候看了一个电视剧，你就说这个电视剧就是这样。
And let us not just be so excited as though we just watch a TV series and say, this is that way.
不要用过程来决定什么事情。
Do not use process to determine what is the goal.
我们每一个月第一个主日，年轻人跟我们一起聚会。
Every month for the first week, our young people worship with us here.
普通他们是在隔壁有英文崇拜。
Ordinarily, they have the youth worship next door.
我们年轻人有一个很大的毛病，就是我们没有耐心。
And young people often have a pitfall, and that is we are somewhat impatient.
我今天愿意把主的自称也介绍给你们。
And today I'd like to give you how Christ has introduced himself.
你的学业有的时候也许不称心不如意。
Sometimes you may encounter difficulties in your schoolwork.
你感情的生活有的时候也会遇到打击和挫折。
And in your dating and emotional romantic life, you may encounter turbulences.
你跟长辈父母的关系有的时候不尽那么顺利。
And sometimes coping with your parents is not such an easy thing.
但是让你记得，让我们都记得，我们的主是那位首先的，是那位末后的。
But let us not forget that our Lord is the one who starts things and he also finishes them.
当我在准备这篇信息的时候，我发现基督徒最大的苦是什么苦呢？
And while I was preparing this message, I was asking myself, what is the greatest grief a Christian can go through?
最大的苦是对苦难的解脱绝望的时候，这是最大的苦。
The greatest suffering or grief that a Christian can go through is to be completely without hope.
最大的苦是你把你的眼睛从这位首先末后的主身上移开的时候，这是你最大的苦。
The greatest grief occurs when we have taken our eyes off of the only one who can give us hope.
这不只是你的苦，这也是你最大的吃亏。
And not only is that our grief, it is also a great loss to us.
一个自我毁灭的人。
A person who self-destructs.
因为他认为他已经到了穷途末路。
Does so because he feels he's already at the end of the road.
弟兄姊妹，我们还没有到 the end of the road.
Brothers and sisters, we are not yet at the end of the road.
他是首先，他是末后。
He is the first and the last.
让我们没有一个人替主耶稣来写我们人生最后一章。
May no one try to usurp our Lord's role in writing the last chapter of our life's journey.
这个对受苦的圣徒有何等的鼓励呢？
What kind of encouragement does this offer to the suffering saints in Smyrna?
接下来他说他是死过又活的一位。
And following our Lord says he's the one who is dead but then came to life again.
弟兄姊妹，这里再一次提醒我们，死对基督徒来讲不是最后一战。
Brothers and sistersHere it reminds us once again that death does not have the final say.
圣经说魔鬼是那掌握死权的。
The Bible tells us on the one hand that Satan controls death.
在撒旦的手中，他最后的绝招是什么呢？
What is the most clinching act on the part of Satan?
对魔鬼来讲，他最后的一个王牌就是死而已。
For Satan, his ace is death.
在一个月前，我们纪念主耶稣基督的复活。
And a couple weeks ago, we experienced a celebration of the resurrection.
在我们信仰的里面，复活是个大事。
And in our faith, resurrection is a very major event.
保罗告诉我们说，如果耶稣基督没有复活
，And the Apostle Paul tells us that if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead,
他说我们这些传道人所传的都是空的。
That all we are preaching are in vain.
说你们这些信徒所信的也是枉然。
That all you believe in would also be in vain.
他说如果我们靠着基督只在相有指望，我们就比众人都还要可怜。
That if because of Christ we only have hope in this world, then we are of all men more to be pitied.
死不是一个最后一站。
Death is not the last stop.
死是一个门槛。
But rather, it is a beginning.
在路加福音第二章，西面那个老西面看见耶稣的时候。
And in Luke chapter 2, when the old Simeon saw Jesus,
他向神祷告说。
His prayer to the Lord is.
祷告美得很。
It's a very beautiful prayer.
我盼望那个祷告成为我们每一个人深深放在心里面的一个祷告。
And I trust this prayer would be one that we treasure in our hearts as well.
你今天用不到。
Maybe you cannot make use of it today.
我希望有一天你用得到这个祷告。
But I hope that one day you may find use for this prayer.
我希望你到了那一天的时候，你用这个祷告作为你心里面向神表白的心意。
I hope that this prayer may be something that expresses your deepest longings to God one day.
他说：“主啊。
”He said, Lord.
如今可以照你的话。
Now, according to your words,
释放仆人安然去世吧。
You may release me unto death peacefully.
我们这次从香港到台湾。
This time, as we go from Hong Kong to Taiwan,
坐新加坡航空公司的747那个大 Jumbo.
And we boarded the Jumbo 747 of Singapore Airlines.
快在经过台湾海峡，快到台湾的时候。
And as we passed through the Taiwan Ocean before we got to Taiwan,
碰到一个我从来没有坐飞机遇到过的气流。
And we encountered an air current that was fiercer than anyone that I've encountered before.
那个时候空中小姐已经在 serve 这个餐点。
And then the stewardess was already serving lunch.
大概国际航线到了亚洲那一带的天上飞机上的食物都特别好吃的。
And the meals, they're famous for meals on the international airlines.
在美国坐飞机，你可以跟空中小姐讲，我不要吃，因为那个没有什么了不起的餐点可以吃。
And in the national airlines, we may say to the stewardess in America, "Well, I'll pass because there's nothing very extraordinary."
你要到台湾，要离开台湾去香港，离开香港，你不要失去这个机会，这是你的权利，已经都在票价里面已经包括了。
But in the passage from Hong Kong to Taiwan, never miss out.To what you are already entitled to.
大家已经在享用那个午餐。
And while everybody was enjoying that sumptuous lunch,
碰到气流。
All of a sudden, they encountered this air current.
从来没有遇到过的那么乱的气流。
And an air current that is fiercer than anyone that they've encountered.
因为那天人很多，我跟师母分开来坐。
Because we were so crowded, I had to sit apart from Mrs. Lee.
我坐最后一排。
I was sitting on the last row.
所以像看戏一样，看到前面这个景色。
So I could see everything in front like an act.
看见杯盘在空中乱飞。
So I see the flying of saucers and pans and everything in the air.
看见食物倒得满地都是。
And I saw how the food was just scattered all over the floor.
那个时候我们分开很远。
At that time we were separated.
我不知道她的感觉。
I didn't know her feeling then.
后来她到了台北做见证。
But later on she testified in Taiwan.
她说那个时候她就做了这个祷告。
That at that time this was her very prayer.
她说父啊。
Said, Father,
如今可以照着你的话释放你的使女安然见你。
Now you can release your maid servant to see you now.
弟兄姊妹，死对基督徒
到底有什么样的一个看见。
Brothers and sisters, how do we view death?
弟兄姊妹，从魔鬼来的试探，从魔鬼来的攻击，顶尖只是把你带到死而已。
Brothers and sisters, the most that Satan can ever do to us is to bring us to the point of death.
感谢赞美主，我们的主是那位死而又活的主。
But praise be to God that he's the one who was dead but is now alive.
当我们知道这样的时候，
And when we find this out,
我们真是可以有这样的一个很潇洒的态度这样说。
And then we can say with an attitude of reckless abandon.
其实这句话是在一个故事里面。
And these words were said in a story.
是讲到一对夫妇在海浪的里面，他们经历了一个过程。
And this speaks of a couple while they were on the sea. This was what they were experiencing.
他们想到这位主是首先幕后的。
They remember that the Lord is the first and the last.
他们想到这位主是死过又活的。
And they remembered also that this Lord is one who was dead but now is risen.
他们写了一首诗。
And so they wrote.
那首诗有一句话。
And in there, there's one verse.
请各位记得这句话。
And let us all remember this.
有主同在，可以笑看风浪。
That with the Lord's presence with us, we can regard the storms with joy and laughter.
有主同在，我们可以笑看风浪。
And when the Lord is present with us, we can look at all the storms around us with laughter and joy.
我们谁喜欢风浪？
Who amongst us enjoys having waves?
但是感谢主。
But praise be to God.
他与我们同在。
That he is with us.
不止处之泰然，而且可以笑看风浪。
Not only can we be calm, but we can also laugh in the face of it.
我不能再继续讲下去。
Time does not permit me to continue.
但是我愿意把这两句话摆在我们的面前。
But I'd like to present these two verses before us.
主说他是那首先的末后的，死过又活的。
The Lord tells us that he is the first and the last, the one who is dead but has come to life.
好不好？我们一同翻到这一节圣经，我们一起读一遍。
Let's turn to that together. In fact, Revelation chapter 2.
我们用中文读一遍。
We'll be reading it once in Chinese.
我们就读主那句话，他是那首先的，末后的，死过又活的。他是那，我们一起来说，他是那首先的，末后的，死过又活的。但愿这句话成为我们的鼓励和安慰。
May this statement become an encouragement and comfort to us.
下个礼拜是母亲节。
Last Sunday, next Sunday will be Mother's Day.
那么我们让给做母亲的来站讲台。
That a mother will be standing on the pulpit.
那么我盼望在座做母亲的下个礼拜都来聚会。
And it's my hope that all mothers will be here.
让我们做儿女的有机会向我们的母亲表示我们对她一点的心意。
That also let us have children have this take this opportunity to express our gratitude to our families.
那么下个礼拜我们要继续这一个士美拿教会的信。
But in the week following next Sunday, we will continue with.The church in Smyrna.
很可惜今天时间不够。
I regret that today time runs out on me.
但是我心里面非常的激动。
But my heart is deeply stirred up.
因为我觉得里面有很多很宝贝的话，今天没有时间跟大家分享。
And that's because I feel that there's so many treasures in this text that I cannot share with you today.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹把这四节的圣经常常看，常常默想。
I encourage you to meditate on these few verses.
当神的仆人分享的时候，我们会有更深刻的印象。
And so when I share with you next time, you have an even deeper impression.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow in prayer. Lord, we just want to thank you for the joy that we can experience, that we can laugh in the face of even disastrous circumstances. And all that is because we know we have a God who cannot fail us. All that is because we know we have a God who is.Started everything and is determined and will finish everything that you have started. And for that we are grateful, we give you thanks. And Lord, oftentimes indeed on life's journey, Lord, we have many sighs, we may have many cries, we have many sobs. But Lord, we just want to thank you because all this is process.
Yes.
But the goal is in sight and the end result is secure. Amen. And that is one day we're going to be with Jesus.
Amen.
One day we're going to reign with you. And one day there will be no more tears, no more sorrows,No more heartaches.
Yes.
And so for that, we give you thanks and praise and prayer. And ask that you would, that today as we leave even this sanctuary, we may go with the joy and assurance that we have the God who has died and is now living.